Welcome back to Jump Scare. I'm Betty B. Deadly.
And I'm Chad Youngblood here. And today in Popcorn Fright.
Yes, we are Popcorn Fright. And we're honored to be amongst one of the directors that bought his wonderful film that we just viewed. Premiere, actually.
It's a world premiere, indeed.
Yes, Giles, welcome.
Thank you. In England, we pronounce it Giles.
Giles.
Have you ever seen Buffy?
Oh, yes.
No, I'm cool with it. I mean, I get Anderson all the time as well, and it's Alderson, so it's Giles Alderson.
Okay.
But I understand in America, it's not a normal name, but it's an English name. Very English.
Look, I understand. I get Chad 90% of the time instead of Shad.
So, there you go.
You get to the point where you just go...
I'd have said Chad.
You understand me. So yeah, you get Chad where I'm going, and that's you just go from there.
Totally get it.
Yeah, and the brain is tricky, because in my head, I'm like, Giles. So it's like Buffy. That's exactly what
there
I got.
Buffy.
And then...
It, what comes out
My
is very
betrayed
different.
Me.
It happens.
So we have three questions.
Three?
Yes.
All right.
Three
I'll
questions.
Do my best.
Okay. Hopefully you'll get through it. Mm. Let's see. Let's start with, describe your film.
Well, I almost say you describe the film. You've just seen it. Because that would be interesting. Go on,
I gotta say it's very disturbing.
Oh, wow.
There,
really?
Because, yeah.
Come on.
You see things happen to people in this movie that you don't want to see happen to anyone.
Right. Like what? Go on.
The roach scene.
Yeah, the cockroach. Yeah.
I had to close my eyes. Actually, in the trailer, he told me, he's like, you're probably not going to want to watch this movie because there's a scene that's going to really disturb you.
But hang on. You guys are like, horror hounds. This is your love. But
is it
gore is a bit too far. It's like...
She has a thing against bugs.
Fine, I get that.
Specifically roaches.
Yes. I
can
understand.
That's why she's like, no, I don't think I can do this one.
Yeah, absolutely. But, so those bits you're a little bit like taken aback with, they are full on. And they're full on, and we do show it.
Yeah, there is no holds bar, guys, for this.
Yeah, and as soon as you see the bugs come out, she's like, nope, can't do that. I'm not as great. The only thing that gets me is, the things that get me are things that could really happen to you,
mm-hmm.
like where they show people step on nails
or
get something through the hand or something like that, because you know you could be working on something, get stabbed through the hand with a nail gun or whatever, and those are the ones that I feel are the ones that like, oh shit, that could really happen at some point.
Totally,
you could
true.
Get stabbed through a finger or
yeah, it can happen. Your nail breaks, one of those.
Yes, that's like, all that. That's one of my fears, is the nails or the eyeballs.
That's what we really want to play on. And as much as I sort of mentioned it earlier, some of the gore was pulled back for this screening, sadly. But there is even more. I mean, we show more of eyeball. We show more cockroaches. We show more worms. It's full of... I mean, the film isn't a gore. I never really described it as a gore film, even though it is. For me, it's not. It's more of a heartfelt... romantic comedy. it's more of that sort of you want to root for someone you might not want to root for.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to get across, for people to talk about it afterwards and have a conversation rather than just going, oh, that was cool, that was a fun film, whatever. It is about that emotion, that connection, that you know this could happen to you. You literally could be taken at any stage. You could have done something bad in your past, and that person wants retribution. People hang on to stuff for years. Long time, and when that happens, someone come up to you like 20 years later or whatever and say, you pissed me off at school, and you go, oh my god, did I? I'm really shocked. Sorry, I didn't know I'd done that.
You're like, yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember it.
And then that kind of makes it worse sometimes.
It does.
Because they go, oh, I've been thinking about this for 20 years.
Exactly.
And you didn't even know.
Didn't even question it.
Didn't even think about it.
No. And so that to me was something I wanted to get across, that things we don't think are important actually are. And not necessarily saying be kind to everyone, but just think about what you're doing sometimes and actually think about the repercussions of that, especially if you're going to leave someone in a place you shouldn't leave them for a while.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
You don't want to do it, right? So, that's the film. It's let's go a heartfelt horror, if there's such a thing.
It is, because, like I said, at first you're watching it and you're rooting for the people to get out.
Yeah.
And then you see why they're there and you understand a little bit more of it and you're like, okay, maybe they deserve a little bit of this. Not all of it necessarily, but they deserve a little bit of it.
Yeah, they do. And that's why the interesting thing about the two different endings is the fact that, who wins. And I want to keep that open, and I quite like that there is two endings.
Yeah.
Like the Neil Marshall's Descent, he's got two endings for that.
Great movie. I didn't realize that for years.
Just like this one, also a great movie.
Well, and it's the same thing I was talking about in there. In America, the distribution side of it says, well, that won't sell as well in America if that's the ending. I mean, horror fans will love that ending, but most people go, you know, normal people who go watch this with their girlfriend, boyfriends, they want that maybe a happier, sequel-y type ending.
So they're trying to hit the biggest, the bigger market, people,
rather than targeting. And sometimes I think you should target, but hey.
Yeah, because I mean, the film, I wouldn't say you made it for horror fans, but it's definitely the people that are going to come out and spread the word.
Yeah,
as opposed to Joe Schmo, who's just going as a date and is not really into horror. He just wants his girl or
cuddle up
his
to
guy
her,
to cuddle up and be all scared.
That's absolutely.
Well, organically, we answered kind of my next
question. That means you're going to have to make up another question.
I'm ready. I have a full of questions.
Wicked. Do it. Go for
Actually,
it.
My first thing was going to be a compliment. I'm kind of a horror snob.
Okay.
So I watch this a is lot pressure of right horror.
Now. Heart's going. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Oh, go on.
And I have to say that I was actually very taken back by the film because it is very good.
Wow, that's a comfort. I mean, right? Very good. I like that. I'll take very good all day.
Was original. It was. I love campfire tales.
Sure.
I love that it had a bit of that, and how you wouldn't. It wasn't predictable at all. You weren't like, oh, this is gonna happen. This is gonna happen. It was frustrating for me because I was like, why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they picking up the knife? Why aren't they attacking him? His back is turned. I'm screaming.
Exactly. That's a horror film, right?
Yeah.
I'm like. If they did that, then we were not able to get the whole story.
Sure.
And then the movie's over, and then what's the point?
Exactly.
So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. The character development for each character, I really enjoy watching something that actually has heart, a mind, as opposed to just a gore fest. I'm not a gore fest girl.
Cool.
And
I
wouldn't
that.
Say that this was a gory... I mean, there are gore elements, sure. but it doesn't define the film.
That is great to hear. Good.
And it's really, I mean, a testament to the writing and everyone that was involved, because even the kids, usually I know it's kind of difficult. They say you don't want to work with like the elements or animals and children.
And kids, yeah.
And you did two out of the three.
Exactly.
And the children actually, they did a great job.
Good. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And my next question would be, what kind of torture does Dominic have in store for the daughters? Kind of spoiler alert.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You went there for the spoiler. Do you know what? That's literally saying there's a sequel. And it's one of those things where you go, I'd love there to be a sequel. Because, hey, would you like a sequel? I'm asking.
Yes, I would love a sequel.
You would like a sequel, really?
I'd like to see where it happens next.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, originally the sequel, because of a different ending, our sequel was based on that ending.
Mm.
So now we have to go sort of almost, I don't know, is the honest answer. I'm looking forward to getting that, any kind of green light to say we can now go do a sequel.
Yeah.
Because then we can really play with those girls, as you say, or maybe boys, because the boys are still there as well.
Yeah.
What happens to them? Do they come rescue them? Do they come back? What happens to the girls? So yeah, there's a full, my mind is now whirring. That's really exciting. There's a whole backstory of stuff going on there. And the dad is still, is he in that version? The dad's still around? Is he going to come back?
Yeah.
Hey,
that'd be interesting to
there
see.
You go. So what, like I say, it was for me, it's about having that, people talk about it like you've done. And that it feels really nice for me. Whether they like it or sort of go, it's Marmite type film. I don't mind. All I care about is people come away talking and saying, that was something. Either I hated it or I loved it. And that for me is important.
You get a reaction from it.
The reaction.
You just don't want people to go to the movie and go, okay.
What's the point? Yeah, what are we having for tea? Are we going to go for a pizza? No, yeah. I want it to be, let's talk about that. Surely, who did we want to win? Did you like? What happened with that moment? And why didn't they do that? Like you say, why didn't they pick up the knife? Why didn't he attack the big guy at that point? You know, when he has the axe in his hand. Because you're all going, fucking him in the back of the head, stab him. He's like, do it. But that's why I put in that moment right at the end with all the fight sequence, the end where he goes, I could go out here now, but no, fuck it, I'm going to go again. And that's when it all kicks off again. So, yeah, there's obviously a lot of horror tropes, but I was really trying to do something slightly original. That obviously it's very difficult in the horror genre to do something even remotely original. So, I was trying anyway. Just trying.
Accomplished.
Thank you.
You didn't try, you did it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel honored. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You said now you were filming this off and on for like 2 years?
Yes. So I shot this 2 years ago, an 18-day shoot with little budget and time. against me, and there was, you know, the scene, all the stuff with when they're hanging up the pigs, and that, and then the young boy gets put up, and then Credence gets put up, the Richard Brake gets put up, yeah. And all the fighting in that scene, it had 2 nights to get all that stuff.
Wow.
The young boy, the blood, him getting sprayed, and it was, and I stole Antonio Banderas' set, so he was there shooting. Shh, this is secret. He's there shooting another movie, and I said, this set is amazing. You saw the set. I was like, fucking hell, I need to shoot my film here. And at first they went, yeah, sure, that won't be a problem. No worries, I'll just sort that out. And it kept going back to, at first I need 6 days to shoot, made sense to do those bits, and then it came down to 4 days. And then they said, you can maybe have 2 days, but really they don't want you on it at all. It's an issue, blah, blah, blah. And in the end they went, you can have 2 nights, but it's all pretty much secret. And don't forget, they might be building next door, so you... So I had 2 nights to try and get all that stuff in, and I went, that night was crazy. It was crazy for me as a filmmaker, man. It was hard.
Well, the movie doesn't look like it's a low-budget movie.
I actually was just about to say, it looks like
it has a very high budget with it, all the production value.
Really?
And everything.
Wow, okay, good.
It did not strike me as a low-budget movie. I was thinking, wow, they really had some money to go in with this.
Really? Yeah. That's great. Yeah, no.
Money well spent
on me going crazy for a little while and trying to get everything shot in the time I had. So your question was, why did it take so long? I couldn't do any pickups for a year because my actors all got work because they're doing very well, and we had to have the same time of year for certain things, and the studio was busy with Stallone's latest film, Banderas' latest film, and they just kept pushing it back. So it's a whole year later when I could get back in and shoot. And then I needed the summer the following year to do the kids. I don't know if I can say that. We had to recast some of the kids, sadly. So I brought in some new, so I had to reshoot the kids stuff.
Yeah.
I know you said we had great kids. Yeah, so we had to reshoot some of that to get the great kids. So yeah, that's very cryptic of me, but that's unfair on the other kids. They're very young, they're not going to be listening, but you know, maybe one day, and I don't want to, you know, insult anyone, but it was a case of, it was what the standard I wanted. Doesn't mean they're not going to, you know, be,
yeah, it doesn't
brilliant.
Mean there's anything necessarily wrong. It's
just no,
what
just
looking for.
And I had reworked the story by then. And what's great about taking time on making a film, the only good thing about a film taking so long to get, so, you know, 2 years is normal, though. Normally it's 3, 4, so I'm quite pleased it's only 2. But it's done, you can look at the edit and go, what do I want to change? If I could change that, what would I do? So that was the thing I could redo, and it's got to go, that can make it better. I can, anything to make it better. And another thing which really was hard was all the hair was a different length. Obviously you saw Bart Edwards, the lead.
I didn't even recognize him. I was like, that's not the guy.
So he had that for reshoots and pickups, and I'm like, how am I going to do this? So luckily we had a brilliant hair department there over in Bulgaria who were fantastic, and they made the wig. And so there's only one point I feel that anyone could notice, and the rest of the time. The girl as well had ginger hair. Alex, our lead, who plays Kat, the lead girl, she had ginger hair for some of the shots. So we had to spray it in and make it work. The amount of stuff we've had to do.
She didn't want ginger hair anymore when she got older. She wanted to go goth and
yeah,
have black hair.
Black hair.
So it's fine.
But yeah,
she just chose.
But then the problem is, she's in one shot with dark hair and the next shot with red hair. You go, no, this doesn't work.
I didn't notice the hair anywhere.
That's
so
great. That's good.
No, I mean, and I have to say, not to bring down a franchise, but another well-known franchise.
Bring it down. Say it. Bring it down.
Twilight.
Okay.
Kirsten Stewart.
Yeah.
She was doing the Heartbreakers, and she cut all her hair off, and he came and did a wig. And this is like something that has
big budget.
And the wig was terrible.
That's horrible, isn't it?
And you
bad
can
wigs?
Visibly see
it.
The wig. So I'm just like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Like even more like amazing job for the people that
they
were
did,
working on your film that you didn't even notice.
Yeah, all the SFX, all the sort of blood stuff and the hair. I was over the moon. You know, it was amazing.
And it looks like most of the stuff was done practically too. The gore effects and all that.
Yeah, I wanted a lot of it to be done practical. I wanted to go the old way of making movies. Movies as best as that, mainly budget reasons.
We agree.
That's what I wanted to try and do and make people really, you know, the eye thing. We had a real eye bite head. We, you know, we really put stuff. I put those actors through a lot of shit, you know.
And you can tell the difference between the real stuff, just feels real, because you can tell when they're holding it, they're actually holding something.
Yes.
They're not just pretending to hold something and just waiting for it to be green screened in later. Yeah.
Which, out of curiosity, what did you think was CGI? Was, you know, like, we'll go to the kids bit, maybe.
The only thing I thought was probably CGI was the coughing the spiders.
Oh, the coughing the spiders. Yeah. Oh, in the basement stuff.
Yeah,
in the basement. That was it. I mean, we couldn't get real spiders out of the mouth.
Yeah, that's the only thing. And I don't blame you for that. Who wants to have real spiders in there? No one wants to go for that.
No one wants to do that. She didn't even want to throw up, so we let alone have real spiders in her mouth. No, well, that's good, because all the spider stuff, the cockroaches, a lot of stuff was... Some was a lot of practical, but the spider through the that wasn't down the boy's face.
Thank goodness. Because
he went in his ear for fuck's sake.
You can't do that to somebody.
No, especially a kid. It's child laws and all that. You've got to be careful, haven't you? But those kids were amazing. Mitch, who plays young Dominic, for me was just such a joy. And there's one scene where I was on set and I cried because of what he's going through and how he performed it. And I just, it really got me, you know, and it's just... Yeah, heartbreaking.
But. It's a difficult role for a child, and even as the man, it's just you're so heartbroken. He's the villain, and you're not supposed to. But it's like he wasn't born a villain. He didn't want to be a villain.
No.
He was thrust into this terrible world that now he's struggling with his own abandonment you know, having this guy that's saying that this is his father now, and even the point when he escapes, it's like, where am I going to? I have no one out there. I don't even know how to get it. It's just nothing. That shot is just so, I would say probably the most important in the film, because he has that opportunity where he can be free.
He can run away if he wants.
But who is he going to be free to? Who is going to take care of him? He's a kid. And he can die. It's winter. So it's like, am I going to die in the cold? Or am I going to go back inside where it's warm?
And he's technically looking after me. I mean, there is that Stockholm Syndrome side of things where you sort of fall in love with your captor a little bit. So it's all that. So, I'm really glad you said that. But it's been... And this is the first time ever I've watched it in front of an audience.
Oh, wow.
So... I went right to the back so I could feel what they were feeling, and there was a guy eating crisps right by the side of me, and I was like, so tempted to go, but can you just fucking take them out and put them in your hand? But you can't. But but it's that whole, watching with an audience is incredible. When they were laughing, when they were in it, when they were at the core, I was like, and just feeling that was incredible tonight.
Yeah, she was grabbing my arm at the end and just pulling it, going, get in, get out.
Who did you want? You can't say who, but you can sort of say, who did you, at the end, who you're rooting for?
I was not rooting for the main guy.
Well, interesting.
I would say the true victim of the film.
Oh, you weren't by then?
No, I was not.
Ah, okay. Whereas you were. Right, okay.
I just, my little girl is just about a little over one.
Yeah.
So that feeling of wanting to be back with your, children, your family, I was just like, please, he needs to, because he has.
Well, that's my point. That's why I wanted to layer it all with these things. Who do you root for? Because he needs help too, as well as that person. It's not black and white. I wanted to make it that gray area where you weren't just, it's not, we just want them to survive. It's like, no, maybe you do deserve a little bit of pain, but actually maybe you do deserve this too. And it's so important for me for that to come across. So fascinating.
It's done. Accomplished. One last question before we leave you, before actually you leave us.
Well, you can stay here. I might stay here. It's nice. Pleasant right now.
Yes. It is
beautiful weather. It's hot. I'm wearing a t-shirt. This is un-English, so this is quite pleasant for me. I'll stay here. It's fine.
If you had to be in a horror film, any horror film, whether it's your favorite one or one you just like the environment or universe, what would it be?
Okay, if I had to be in any, I have been in some in the past, so I have acted in quite a few horror films in my past. But nowadays, from other people's movies, I think, and maybe people don't call this a horror movie, but I am split.
Oh, yeah.
James McAvoy absolutely smashed it out of the park as far as I'm concerned. And I'm lucky enough to play football with him, so I do sort of see him occasionally. But that role would be so much fun to do, right? I mean, to play all those characters and get into that head and be that psycho character, right?
One of our favorite films from that year.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, unbelievably good,
excellent,
right?
Performance,
and came out of nowhere. And he only had 2 weeks to prepare.
That's insane.
It's insane. I wonder who was playing it before. Do you know who it was?
No.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
No, James wouldn't tell me, so I'm not sure. But I think that's really interesting, isn't it? Why they pulled out, and they're probably devastated now.
Looking at how big a hit it turned out.
But then maybe it's because James McAvoy was so good that maybe that's why it turned out to be so well. It wouldn't have been the same without him. Totally agree.
It's one of those weird things that happens in Hollywood. It's just like fate. It's just like the luck, you know, the tip of the coin where it's just like it was meant to be.
Meant to be.
This.
He was free at the time. It worked out really well. And Anna Taylor-Joy is amazing. What's yours, by the way? What would you be?
Halloween.
Who would you be, though?
I would be, oh, that's a good question. Flip the question. I like how you flip the questions back on
us. That's what
I
do.
So I appreciate that. Made me think.
Yeah.
I would like, I mean, even though this is a boy character, Tommy Doyle.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good character. Yeah. Fine.
Only because I would like to see, even though they kind of touched upon that in the latter half, but what came of him? I mean, to see and be in the thrust of such horror, like as a child, how did that affect him?
Mm, there you go. Yeah.
So I would like to explore that.
Okay, Chad.
I've never been to summer camp, so I want to go and be in a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So I can be out by the camp, by the fire, doing all that. I want to be out there doing all that.
Fine. And if you could be a character in The Dare, who would you be?
Oh, that's rough because everybody has a bad time.
Everyone has a bad time.
I would say I'd want to be the main character, but I'd want to be able to get out of there.
Right. Spoiler alert. Or maybe not. Which version are you seeing?
Which version you see? It depends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yourself?
If I had to be in his world?
No, in the Dare.
You have to be a character in The Dare.
In The Dare. Oh, goodness. Well, definitely not the one that got all the insects.
Yeah, you wouldn't want the insects on you. So the least insects. Maybe you want to be with the mouth sewn up. You can be him from the beginning.
I would like to be Dominic.
Yeah? You'd like to be Dominic?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a very complex.
Very complex.
There's a lot of things going on there. Yeah. So
I think you could play him. I could see that. I'll cast you. Done. For the sequel. Done.
Done.
Sold.
You know how to contact me. I'll be there.
Love it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
you. Absolute pleasure.
And stay tuned to the horror, guys.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.